Today? There were a few obvious problems with this. First, my name wasn't Valerie. Second, I hadn't been in his bed last night. Finally, we were going to be busy this afternoon. Getting married. In fact, I was already tucked away in the little bride's room off the vestibule of Cherry Tree Harbor's charming little chapel by the sea. I was wearing the big white strapless dress Neil had liked best. My veil was pinned above the elegant chignon he had suggested. My makeup had been professionally done, and it was understated and classic, just like Neil had requested. He'd even sent me a photo from Pinterest so I could get the look just right. A natural eye, a faint blush on the cheeks, a demure nude lip. "But I like a red lip," I said.
"I know you do, teacup, but that's more of a showy thing, isn't it? Like stage makeup."
My shoulder stiffened. Was that a dig at my past? When Neil and I met, I was a Radio City Rockette. He was in the audience one night, and he said when the curtain went up, he took one look at me and knew in an instant he had to have me. He waited with flowers at the stage door every night for a week before I finally gave in and had dinner with him.
"It's just that Mother would prefer we keep things toned down," he went on.
"Things like my personality?"
"Don't make such a fuss, teacup. It's just lipstick, and you know how she is."
Did I ever? I'd been putting up with Bootsy Vanderhoof's subtle judgment and criticism for a solid year. She handed out her opinions like they were gold coins, about everything from my wardrobe, too black, to my job, too splashy, to my complexion, too pale, to my laugh, too loud. "Yes," I said through my teeth.
"Good."
Neil had given me a patronizing kiss on the cheek. He'd perfected that move, and moved on to how he'd prefer me to wear flats with my wedding dress, instead of heels. He wasn't short, but I was a solid 5'10", and 2-inch heels made us about even in stature. This was not in keeping with the way Neil saw the world. "But Neil," I said, "I wore heels when I had my final fitting. If I wear flats with my dress, it will be too long."
"No need to fuss. The shop will hem it for you," he said confidently. "We've still got 2 weeks, and we're certainly good enough customers. All 3 of my sisters bought their wedding gowns there."
His voice took on the haughty tone of someone who'd done a massive favor for you that you didn't properly appreciate.
"The Vanderhoof family has practically kept that shop in business,"